Hello, and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center of San Diego. Good morning, good morning. Happy Tuesday morning to you. I pray that all is well. Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the gospel of grace. Oh, Jesus, that we might be saved. I love you, Lord, and I just thank you for what you are doing in every life, Lord. The world looks chaotic, Lord, but there is a plan for our souls. And we thank you, Lord, for Jeremiah 29:11, because you know the thoughts that you have towards us, thoughts of good and peace to bring us to an expected end. And we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. Let us go back to the book of John chapter 11, and we had left off on verse 40, and I'm going to reread that again. It says, Jesus said unto her, he was talking to Martha. He was talking to Martha. Martha said, oh Lord, we can't, you know, I don't want to roll back the stone. Let's not roll back the stone because Lazarus, he stinks. It's been 4 days and the body is surely decaying. I'm paraphrasing. The body is surely decaying and it stinks. And Jesus says unto her in verse 40, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? And that is to us. If we believe, that's what this gospel is all about. Blessed is he that believes that does not see the face of God. We haven't seen Jesus face to face, but we believed and we are blessed because of our belief. But if we believe, we shall see the glory of God in our lifetime. Things that can happen to us, we can see the glory of God if we believe. Amen. Verse 41. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou heardest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And so Jesus was praying to the Father. He was praying to God in his humanity, praying to God the Father. He is God the Son. He is praying to the Father saying, I'm praying to you that all the people around me are hearing me, that they may believe, that when the action takes place, they know what was done. Now, this is a lesson to us. We are being taught by the scripture in how we are to conduct ourselves and what we ought to pray and say. And so Jesus is saying here, I am praying to you, Father, with all faith, and I am doing it openly that those that hear it might believe. And so we are reading it now and we're saying, Lord, help my unbelief. God can help you with your belief that you're staggering with, or you're having a hard time in certain areas to trust him and fully relinquish all to him. The Bible says, cast your cares over to him, for he cares for you. I say that a lot because a lot of us don't do it. We hold on to the cares. We think that we can do it. Something in our mind limits God and translates into some kind of like human will that we can like do it ourselves, and that God is not big enough to handle it, or he won't do it the way we want him to, or he won't do it in the time frame that we want it. And you know what? We just have to trust God. We have to completely trust him and rely on him. Yes, he gives us wisdom and understanding, and we are to operate. So we trust God, we learn and develop, and so we know what to do next time in a similar circumstance. But we always trust him. We trust and believe. And so it says in verse 41, then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou heardest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. That's exactly what he says. And that's what he's saying to you today. Mary, come forth. Joanne, come forth. Mark, come forth. John, come forth. Come out of the darkness. Come out of the world and be ye separate. Be ye sanctified, excuse me, and set apart from the world. Don't do like the world does. Don't operate like the world does. Relying on self, self-absorbed, looking into your own self to do all things, lying and conniving and swindling, thinking this is what I got to do to get ahead. I got to lie. I got to cheat. I got to sleep with the boss. I got to do these things in order to get ahead. I want money. I go back to that thing that I saw several months ago called Sugar Babies. This woman teaching women how to get over on older men, and they have an arrangement that she gets her tuition paid and then he sleeps with her. This is lies from the pit. You don't have to live like that, because honestly, it's better that you are broke without a college degree than submit yourself to such heinous, awful, life-changing circumstances such as prostitution for a degree. It is something that will change your life forever, of how you see men and how you see yourself and what you think about material wealth. You are placing that at the top of all things, even your own soul. That is a lie from the devil that tells you that this is the way you got to do it. You got to get in with the in crowd. Got to get in with the boss. You got to, overthrow your peers and your colleagues and tell on them and do these things to make them look bad so you can get ahead. That is the devil's work. That is not the God that we serve. That is not in the image of God. Because if you trust and believe God, God will give you what you need. Amen. He will give you what you need. Let's go to verse 44. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. I want to take you quickly over to Luke chapter 4. And it is verse 18, and this is something that Jesus said when he first started his ministry. He was in the synagogue, and he asked for the scrolls, and he began to read. And this is what he says. It says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised or crushed, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And I'm going to go to verse 21. And he says, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears, in your hearing. He's saying, I am the one that you've been looking for. And so I say to you, Jesus is the one you've been looking for. You will never be able to find true fulfillment in a man, in a woman, in sex, in drugs, in alcohol, in position, in authority, in power. You will never find it. You will always be empty. There will always be a hole. You'll get the big check, you'll get the degree, you'll get all of that, and you'll still be empty. Because that has its place, but it is not a whole total picture of fulfillment. I'm going to stop right there for today. May you be blessed today. Join me tomorrow on The Word in Me. God bless.